The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school softball coming to you from Napa, California. It's big game day as the Vintage Crushers of Napa are hosting the Napa Indians. It's big game softball on the way. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ira C. Smith here at the Crusher Field as we're getting set for big game softball this afternoon. We'll be talking to coaches Ron Walston, who is coach for the Napa High Indians, and Kat Guidry, who is coach for the Vintage Crushers. This is an MEL matchup as well, and in league play, both teams are under 500, which is a bit surprising in that they usually are battling for first place in the league. Going into the last game last season, Vintage had won quite a few games in a row. In fact, it was 13 in a row over Napa, but Napa last May the 8th won the game 4-1, and since then has been on a roll. They won the section championship last year, and they have virtually everybody back from that team. The Napa Indians, though, on the season are only 10-5. We say only because they still have a young team. There are in the starting lineup, three seniors, five juniors, and a couple sophomores. While Vintage, also a young team with three seniors, three juniors, three sophomores, and a freshman in their starting lineup for today. So it should be an interesting game. It always is when you have a big game. There's also big game track and field competition today. And it's brought to you on KVON with the good wishes of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Charles Kennedy is our engineer. We'll be back in a moment and hear from the coaches, Ron Walston and Kat Guidry, after this timeout. Well, 3 years ago, Karen Yoder was the head coach for the Napa girls softball team. 2 years ago, it was Ron Walston. Last year, it was Tammy Mansway. And this year, it's Ron Walston once again. So let's hear his comments as he thinks about not only this game today, but the season.
The MEL this year, the softball, it's up for grabs.
Yeah, it sure is. Vacaville, Rodriguez, Armio, they're all, we can't overlook anybody. Wood, real young, but we had a real tough game against them, too.
You're defending section champions, but you're going to have to make sure you get a lot of W's to get into the postseason tournament.
Yeah, we almost have to win out, to be honest. We can't afford, very many more. We definitely need to get two against Armio and try to get another one from Wood and Rodriguez.
Looking at the averages on your players, looks like you got some pretty good hitting this year.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball well. They work hard on it. We hit at practice every day. We just seems like some of the pitchers have been able to get to us. So we've been working on that too. You got different levels, different pitchers, throw different speeds. So we've been trying to change things up and get the hits when we need them. A couple of games, we had a lot of runners on. We just couldn't get them in.
What type of attitude the girls have? You've won twice as many as just lost.
They still have a good attitude. They, they've been through a lot this year, various things. But, they're just haven't hit their stride yet, but their attitude's there. They work hard, and they're all good kids.
Well, those were the comments of Ron Walston as he leads the Napa High Indian team. Let's find out a little more about Vintage team as we check with Kat Guidry, who is their coach this year.
She is a underclassman, and she has led off, I think, the last three to...
Yeah, we get the right... That's here for her.
Well, Kat, as you probably know, Vintage has had some strong pitching in the past, but seemed like they have graduated. What did you inherit when you came on as coach?
From my pitchers, I think they do a great job, and I'm working on hitting spots, and especially when crucial situations that we need to hit our spots so we can keep defense tight.
What's been the best part of the Crushers so far?
The girls. I love the girls. I think they're awesome. Their attitudes are awesome on and off the field, getting to know them. When I first got here, it was new coach, oh, Coach Kat, who is that? And she's so young, and You know, so getting to know them now, I think they're awesome. They're great people. Personalities are so much fun during practice, during games, off the field when we have team dinners and team bondings, and I'm glad I've got to know these girls.
What can you tell us about your background?
I played at UC Davis for Coach Karen Yoder, and I work for her now at Calistoga. I'm a volunteer assistant AD for her, and I played at UC Davis center field and leadoff lefty slapper, and it was the greatest experience of my life. The college itself, a great education, and playing softball with all those girls. I got to play with my twin sister as well, Christina, and so it was a great experience, and I don't regret anything.
When did you learn that you were going to be the head coach for Vintage?
Maybe 3 days before the first day of tryouts, I was called and said, hey, we really want you as a coach over here. And I was like, oh, all right, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So I had to get fingerprints and everything else done very quickly. So, you know, had to be on my toes and try and get everything before the first day of tryouts, which is a Monday, and I think I was told on a Thursday.
And those are the comments from the head coach for the Vintage Crushers, Kat Guidry. Charlie Carboni is also assisting this year, as is Kerry Sedgley. Well, we are fortunate as coming to watch his daughter play first base and hit out there for the Napa Indians is Troy Mott. And Troy, I know that you follow your daughters and have been very supportive of them, as they were for you when you were coaching football.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely athletics. Athletics have been a big part of our family and continues to be. So I'm really happy and that my daughters both have gotten into this. I've really grown a great appreciation for the game of softball, especially watching my daughter play since she was 10 years old, high-level travel ball. And this has just been a great experience, not just for my daughters, but for our entire family.
Well, let's take a look at the batting order for the Napa Indians. Grace Guzman, who is only a sophomore and center fielder, will be leading it off. And she already has a full ride scholarship, I guess, to University of Michigan.
Yeah, she's a special player, Ira. Her foot speed, and I believe she's hitting well over 500 for the season as your leadoff hitter. Her on-base percentage is extremely high. She sets the table for a really good hitting lineup behind her. And she's probably the most special this year out in center field. She can track a ball.
Brianna Bowers will be playing left field and batting second, and your daughter Peyton Mott will be hitting in that third spot playing first base, and then right behind her Katie O'Donnell will be catching, hitting cleanup, and she's going to the University of Chicago.
Yeah, what an amazing student athlete that young lady is. She's already has a published book, children's book that she's written. She has, and I'm probably doing her not justice, but about a 4.8 GPA.
Oh my God!
She's just an amazing girl, great leader for our team, and she calls all the pitches out there, Ira. She does works with the pitchers, and that's unheard of. Most coaches call pitches at this level, but she does all the calling of the pitches. And we're in good hands with her behind the plate.
Lindsay Lehman is going to be playing second base, hitting fifth. Kimmy Walston is going to be the special person, or they have a special name for it.
The flex player.
She will be in that slot. McKenna Walls will be at third base, batting seventh. Haley Jarita will be out at the shortstop spot, hitting eighth. And Abby Arata will be out in right field, batting ninth. Vintage, of course, the home team will be taking the field first, and the pitcher on the mound getting her warm-ups in. Her name is Sierra Yeager. The catcher is named Sierra Crocker. So what a battery, Sierra to Sierra.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Sierra Crocker. I got to coach her in travel ball, and she's just really blossomed as a young woman and a player. And it's kind of fun, this game, because there's a lot of girls out there on both sides that I've had the opportunity to coach and follow as my daughter has played with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Sierra that's pitching spells her first name with a C, C-I-E-R-R-A, and her catcher, Sierra Crocker, spells Sierra with an S, S-I-E-R-R-A. So while they have the same name, they have different spellings. And we'll get set here to find out a little bit about this pitcher from her coach, as Kat Guidry had these comments.
is a underclassman, and she has led off, I think, the last 3 to 4 games, and she's done awesome, hitting her spots pretty well. We love her low pitches that she has, and especially her rise. We hit them real low and then get them with the rise, and that's how we usually get some of our strikeouts. And she's had a few back-to-back and a couple innings, which is great momentum for us, but she's definitely one of our starting pitchers, and I'm glad to have her out there on the mound. And hopefully today she can do the same thing that she's been doing for the last couple games.
Okay, well then let's play ball now. So we're ready to go here at the Crusher Field, and the sophomore on the mound, Sierra Yeager, looks in to Sierra Crocker. We're ready to get underway. Grace Guzman, a left-handed batter, as she hits the first pitch foul to the backstop. Grace is just a sophomore, batting .531. Wow. She's had 26 hits and 49 at-bats.
Yeah, she's been on fire lately, too, Ira. She's been really hot as the last 3 or 4 games.
Here's the 0-1 delivery now from Yeager, and the pitch is taken for strike two. Grace Guzman backing away from that. She has a brother that was quite an outstanding tennis player, too, around this area, and went down to UCLA and played tennis for them.
Yeah, I think he's still playing. Again, amazing little family they got going there.
Just a sophomore, but leads the team in hitting, and she watched the pitch that just missed for ball one. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. We're just underway in big game for softball at Crusher Field here at Vintage High School in Napa, California. Thankful that Troy Mott joined us for our broadcast here as the next pitch is up a little high, taken for ball two. Evening the count on Guzman at 2-2. Brianna Bowers on deck for the Napa Indians. Understand she's going to go to Sac State. She had a good offer, too, from San Diego, but decided to go to Sac State. Here's the pitch, and the ball is hit back to the pitcher under her glove over to the shortstop. She can't handle it, and Guzman's going to be safe.
Yeah, that's where Grace's speed really, with a lefty slapper, that's where she can really kill a defense and put a lot of pressure on the infield. Good play by the pitcher, Sierra, to get a glove on it.
To slow it down.
But yeah, she slowed it down, but after the ball, she can catch it clean. That's going to be tough to get Guzman out at first.
Yeah, and that slowed it down, so it made it tougher for the shortstop to come in and make it. There she goes. The pitch is taken. There's a throw down to second. It goes out into the outfield, but Jordan Allen was backing up the play from her outfield position, so that kept Guzman at second. There was no question she was going to steal on that first pitch.
Yeah, Ron's real aggressive coach, and it's nice to have the tools to work with when you got a runner that can run like Grace.
The breeze is blowing from the back of us out toward left field. It'll help the hitters. Pitch is taken for a ball. So Guzman's going to, when she has a chance, get down to third base. Of course, in softball, you cannot lead off, but as soon as that pitch leaves the pitcher's hands, she is off of second base. Now, nobody out. Runner at second base as Yeager pitches. Pitch is taken for a strike. There's the throw down to third base, and the third baseman ducked and thought that the shortstop was covering the bag, and she wasn't, but she was backing up the play.
Well, a little lack of communication there between the third baseman and shortstop. Usually they'll talk before to see who's going to cover that bag, and it looked like third baseman's playing in for bunt, and I don't know what was said or not said, but the shortstop, I think she assumed that Cassie was going to be there at third.
Bowers follows the next pitch to the backstop. Bowers is a hefty batting average at .417. She's a senior. She's had 20 hits and 48 at-bats this season. She plays left field defensively. In there with nobody out, lead runner over there at third base here in the top half of the first inning. As Sierra Yeager goes into motion, the pitch is again fouled to the backstop. Behind the plate is Sierra Crocker. Morgan Hernandez is over at first base. Allie Warren is the second baseman. Cassidy Swarzer is the shortstop. And Jacqueline Perez is at third base. Taylor Brand out in left. Jordan Allen in center. And Mo Groves is the right fielder for the Crushers. Here's the next pitch. The ball is hit toward the shortstop. Backs up, gets under it, makes the grab, and that forces Guzman to hold at third base on the little pop-up by Bowers, handled nicely by Swizer.
Yeah, that pitch got in on Brianna's hands a little bit and jammed her. It was a nice pitch. And with two strikes, you got to protect, and that's what she was doing.
Well, Peyton Mott is a right-handed batter. She's had 25 hits in 49 at-bats. So that's over 500. 510 is her average, and swings and misses at the first pitch. She's a senior, played in the travel league during the off season.
Yeah, played a lot of travel ball the last 5 years of her life. hit two home runs last game against Vacaville. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of, if she's going to be able. It looks like she's trying to swing a little too hard right now. Sometimes when you have hit home runs and you're young, you want to hit them again.
Hey, I'm Babe Ruth.
She needs to cut that swing down a little bit.
I'm the world's greatest hitter. Well, maybe the world's greatest pitcher. So she had a swing and a miss at that last offering. Here's the 0-2 delivery, and it's over for called strike three. Wow. So Sierra Yeager's helping her own cause there, getting Bowers to pop up to the shortstop and then getting Peyton Mott on a called third strike. So there's two down now, and Guzman's still over at third base with the catcher, Katie O'Donnell, coming to the plate. Her average is down at 417.
So. Katie, again, a two-way player. She hits in the middle of the lineup for Napa High. Is a good run producer.
Wonder how she ever found out about the University of Chicago for softball. It's going to be cold back here. Did she realize that?
I'm sure she understands that, but it's a great college.
Okay, it's an 0-1 delivery. Getting set is Yeager, the sophomore left-handed pitcher, and she delivers. The ball is hit foul, goes out of play over the Napa dugout. O'Donnell's at the plate, two down, and a runner at third with Lehman on deck. Her sister also played last year for Napa, so we had two Lehmans on the team. Now the pitcher looks in, Sierra Yeager delivers, and just missed on that pitch. Down to third baseline, Ron Walston, the head coach, is coaching there. And looking down the first baseline, Dave Golding is coaching the first base bag. Sierra Yeager back on the mound. Here's the lefty delivery, and the ball is hit down to the shortstop under her glove, out into center field for a base hit and an RBI as Guzman has scored the first run of the game. O'Donnell with the seeing eye RBI single.
Yeah, that's what she picked up Bree and Peyton there, who didn't, neither of them had probably at bats that they wanted to have, but Katie picked them up and drove that run in and put Napa on the board to start the game.
Lindsay Lehman, she's got a very good average too at 574. Only a junior's had 27 hits and 47 at bats. Plays second base defensively. Two down, runner at first. We'll watch O'Donnell, see if she tries to. They've got a pinch runner in there for O'Donnell.
Yeah, that's Drew Somogyi. She pinch runs a lot for Katie as a courtesy for the catcher.
Somogyi is a junior. She's getting set now as the 0-1 delivery. That was the changeup that just missed. And Somogyi stays right on the bag there at first. She jumps off after the pitch, but Drew is not showing that she's going to try to get down to second base. Second baseman Warren playing between first and second. Ball's hit toward right field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Somogyi holds at second base. So consecutive singles here have produced two runners. O'Donnell stopped at second, or we should say O'Donnell's runner stopped at second base. Drew Somogyi.
Another shot right there. Napa hasn't really squared the ball up, but they found a couple holes here. And you know, that bodes well for them if they can time this pitcher out later in the game.
Kimmy Walston at the plate watches a strike. Somogyi staying down there at second, and Lehman on the bag at first. Two down, one run in. Been two hits and an error so far in this inning. The ball's hit foul to the backstop and over the backstop into the crowd. On deck is Walls in case Walston can get on. Kimmy, right-handed batter, facing a left-hander on the mound. Sierra Yeager has the sign. Two on and two out as her delivery is hit toward left field. That could be trouble, and it drops in for a hit. Rounding third, here comes the throw to home, and there's the tag. She is out at home on a good throw by Taylor Brandt from out in left field to the catcher Crocker, who put the tag on. Wow.
Yeah, great throw by Taylor right there on the money. And good slide, too, just the ball beater. And nice defensive play out there by Taylor Brandt.
Yeah, one run scored. There were three hits in the inning and a couple runners left on base. There was also an error. So we'll be coming up to the home half of the first inning. Selfo, Allen, and Hernandez for the Vintage Crushers, trailing 1-0. Well, moving on now here to the bottom half of the first inning. Let's find out a little bit about the pitcher for the Napa Indians as Jenna Baker takes to the mound.
Jenna has five, I believe. She, she pretty much has them all. Just depends on the day as if whether they're all working or not. She struggled a little bit the other day and we had Kimmy finish, but they're both pitching well. She just needs, I don't think she's at mid-season strength yet, but she's close, so I think she's going to come around any time now.
Gracie Selfo, the first batter that she faces, and the pitch is taken outside. That actually was the second pitch. That evens the count now at 1-1 on Gracie Selfo. Jordan Allen on deck to be followed by Morgan Hernandez here in this bottom of the first inning. Pitch is a little up high. Selfo is a left-handed batter. She's the designated person in the game. Her team down 1-0 here in the bottom half of the first inning. Baker adjusts her visor, steps on the rubber, winds up, delivers, and it's over for a called strike. Baker is just a junior coming into this game. She had a 6-win, 3-loss record. This is the 12th game that she has appeared in. Struck out 27 batters, walked 19. There is kind of a half swing, but it'll count as a strikeout as Gracie Selfo did not make contact. Gracie, only a sophomore, though.
Yeah, Gracie has a nice little short swing. I remember watching them play the first time. I was impressed with their swing. It's a nice pitch right there by Jenna Baker. Nice changeup, caught her off guard a little bit, and Gracie swung through it a little ahead of it.
Well, Baker's worked 54 innings coming into this game, 27 strikeouts and 19 walks. And the pitch is down low to Jordan Allen, the center fielder for Vintage. Morgan Hernandez on deck. One down, nobody on. Allen is just a freshman. Leadoff batter Selfo was a sophomore. Now we have a freshman, a left-handed batter facing the right-hander on the mound who delivers up high. Baker's been pitching on the varsity since a freshman.
Yeah, a lot of these girls that are high-level travel players, they make the move right to varsity softball, and they're not intimidated by the moment or anything like that. They played so much softball growing up that nothing's too big for them. So same with Jordan here. Jordan reminds me a lot of Grace Guzman. Same sort of skill set, slapper, a lot of good speed, center fielder.
Ball is hit in the air out to left field. Left fielder Bowers going over, and she lost it in the sun. And so they're going to rule it, I think, just a ground rule double, but I'm not sure. The runner, Allen, gets all the way over to third base. Boy, Brianna Bowers, as she was looking into that bright sun and lost the ball.
Yeah, this field is notorious, especially left field, because of the sun. It's the sun field here at Vintage, and I've seen a lot of those things happen to left fielders during this
game. Yeah, Bowers is a good athlete, too. You can't fault her. Here is Hernandez. She's a left-handed batter, too, and she takes down low for ball one. Morgan is a senior, and she's going to go to Long Island Post.
Yep. Again, Morgan, travel ball player, a lot of power. Good hitter, really, really sweet swing from the left side.
She'd like to hit it to the outfield to at least get a sacrifice fly and get that tying run home from third base here in the big game from the Vintage softball field. And a pitch is over for a strike, evening the count now. One ball and one strike. Sierra Crocker, the catcher, is on deck. Cassidy Schweizer to follow here in this bottom half of the first inning. The changeup just missed a little bit low. Baker is the pitcher, and Katie O'Donnell is the catcher, with Peyton Mott playing first base, Lindsey Lehman out in second. Haley Jarita is the shortstop, and McKenna Walls is at third base. There's the pitch taken for a strike. Brianna Bowers, as we mentioned, is the left fielder. Grace Guzman in center field. And Abby Arata is the right fielder for Napa High. Here's the next delivery. The ball's hit towards center field. Center fielder going back, looking up. Kaboom, over the fence. A two-run home run by Hernandez. And as you said there, Troy, she has power.
Yeah, she got a lot of pop in her bat. That pitch was up, and she took advantage of it. And I like how she stayed on the pitch, drove it to left center. Any of the balls I've seen her hit out, a lot of them are right center to left center. And when she's swinging well, that's where the ball's going to be.
Got it up in that air, too. Yep. That wind blowing out. Going to be a little – but that was way over the fence, so that cleared it with a lot to spare.
Yeah, that was a line drive. That would have been out with wind or without wind there.
Yeah, well, Vintage has the lead now, 2-1 here in the bottom half of the first inning. Crocker at the plate, a right-hander facing the right-hander Baker, and the pitch is up high for a ball. Well, for years, Vintage had the excellent pitching when it came to the big game.
Yeah, they rolled out a couple really good ones, Emily Ostreich, and last year's pitcher, her name is, I can't think of it right now, but they were tough to hit against. And last year's Napa High team, I think, broke a string of some crazy string of 20-some-odd wins.
I think 13 in a row in the big game.
Okay.
In the big game.
Exaggerating
now.
A little bit. I have a tendency to do that. But 13 wins in a row in big game, and Napa snapped it last year. Those 13 wins had a lot to do with the great pitching that Vintage had for several years.
Yeah, that was something that occurred on May the 8th when Napa got that win that broke the string. Well, there's a walk as Sierra Crocker waits out the pitching of Baker, and that is the first walk. We've had a strikeout and a walk, a triple, a home run, and now we have Switzer coming to the plate. She's a senior, plays shortstop. Tall, slender gal with Taylor Brandt moving on deck for Napa High. Vintage in the lead coming into this contest. Vintage trying to get ahead and avoid a loss or avoid the 8 of their previous 12 games. They've lost by the 10-run rule, which is something that a coach hates to see.
Yeah, but honestly, you know how big games are. I don't care what it is.
throw out the record.
It's pretty much even once you get out here and they're playing against their friends and their crosstown rival.
Well, Switzer takes a strike. Crocker is at first. Well, we have a pinch runner over there for her. That is Emily Gomez pinch running at first base. The batter, Switzer, steps out of the batter's box. Now she is back in there. 2-1. 2-1 to her. Team in the lead as the pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. Going after that one. Steps out of the box now.
Cassie's quite a volleyball player as well, Ira. Two-sport athlete. Also pitches for Vintage.
Yeah. One of three seniors that started this big game. Here's the next pitch to her. That was up high. Waiting it out for a full count now at 3-2. Now we'll watch Emily Gomez there at first base, see if she is off. And here's the pitch. There's a swing and miss. She was not running. And that is the second strikeout for Jenna Baker. Both of them swinging strikeouts. That'll bring up the left fielder, Taylor Brandt, batting with two runs home, a runner at first base. Brandt in the number 6 slot in the batting order. Jenna Baker rocks into motion. Her delivery is hit foul over by the Vintage dugout. Fortunately, they have the screen protection over there.
Yep. On deck hitters got to be heads up, as does the third base coach. And I know the third base coaches and all coaches now wear helmets for safety.
Yep. Morgan Groves is on deck, or Mo as they call her. Pretty good athlete. She was on the basketball team. Didn't get a lot of playing time. It's, Vintage had a real good basketball team, the girls. Here we go now with Jenna Baker, ready to work there on the mound with a 1-1 delivery, and the ball is hit down to the shortstop. Dropped there, picked up, over to second, in time for the force play, and Brandt is retired 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Well, Brandt isn't retired, but Switzer going down to second is. But in the inning, two runs scored. There were two hits in the inning, and nobody left on, or yeah, one left on. So we'll go into the second inning, and it'll be the bottom third. Wall, Jarita, and Arata coming up for Napa Highs, trailing 2-1 in the big game. Well, we go into the bottom half, or the top half of the second inning. McKenna Walls will be leading it off with Haley Jarita on deck and Abby Arata to follow. And then it's the top of the lineup. Napa's trailing at 2-1 here in this second inning. I think while Ron Walston coaches the varsity, that Pat O'Brien, who out from out there at Gowanus Park, coaches the JVs at Napa.
Yep, assisted by her daughter, Emma Foote. They do a good job of developing the girls at that lower level.
On the mound is Yeager, and her pitch is taken outside. This is a battery combination of Sierra to Sierra. Sierra Yeager, the pitcher, a sophomore, and Sierra Crocker, who is the catcher. And Crocker gives the signal, as Crocker is a junior. Ball is hit foul, goes out of play. Over by the parking lot to the east, to the west of the field. The right-handed batter, McKenna Walls, batting 390. She's a junior. And here's the delivery to her from the left-hander. It's nubbed over to the second baseman. Dropped there, picked up and underhanded over to Morgan Hernandez for the first out. As Amy Warren had a little trouble right away, the ball popped out of her glove, but right in front of her where she was moving toward first base, so she just picked it up and underhanded it over to Morgan Hernandez.
Good pitch by Sierra. Got in on McKenna's hands right there and jammed her. And just a soft little ground ball, easy for the second baseman to handle.
Jarita at the plate takes ball one. Haley Jarita, batting 279, plays shortstop defensively. The junior right-handed batter with one ball, no strike, one down here in the top of the second. Vintage leading 2-1. Swing and a miss by Jarita. Also played some basketball. I'd like to see that with you have the athletes participate in more than one sport.
Yeah, it's really nice to have multiple sport athletes. From a coach's perspective, you want to see that as well.
Yeah.
You want to see the kids kind of have fun in high school, support multiple programs in high school, and also it gives them a little bit of a mental break from one sport to another.
Well, Jarita fouled off the pitch. So Sierra Yeager out in front now, one ball and two strikes. Vintage leading 2-1 here in the second inning. Ball hit foul to the backstop.
Sierra's doing a nice job of working in and out on Napa these first couple innings. She's getting in on their hands, and she doesn't throw extremely hard, but she's throwing hard enough and moving the ball around enough that it's really stifling the hitters right now for Napa High.
Here's the next delivery, and a swing and a miss by Jarita for the second out, down swinging. That's the second strikeout as well for Yeager. That'll bring up the number nine hitter, a sophomore, batting 333, Abby Arata. Arata is the right fielder for Napa High. So Sierra Yeager trying to get a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom, or the top half of the second inning. And the ball is hit down to the second baseman. She grabs it on the line, and Arata lines out to Allie Warren at second base for the third out, a 1-2-3 inning for Sierra Yeager. We go into the into the bottom half of the second inning, and it's the bottom third of the order coming up for the Crushers, Groves, Perez, and Warren. Vintage leads 2-1. You know, I like the pace that these softball games seem to move along.
I love it.
They seem to go faster than baseball.
Yeah, it's fast pace, and it keeps the exciting for the fans, and like I said, anything that's moving, constantly moving. The girls get the ball and pitch. There's not a lot of delay in between pitches. It's really a fun game.
Charlie Carboni going down the first baseline to coach there at first, and Kat Guidry moves into her coach's box there at third base. Adjusts that batting helmet now that they do wear on the coaching lines. And stepping into the batter's box is Mo Groves, the right fielder, sophomore. The first delivery comes in to her low into the dirt from Jenna Baker. Baker with 6 wins, 3 losses as she comes into this game. An earned run average of just over 4 per game. Seems like it was higher this year than last year. Here's the delivery. Up high for a ball. So defensively, Jarita's playing a little bit over toward third base there, more so shading that way instead of at second base. Center fielder playing fairly deep here for Groves as the pitch comes into her. Missed a little low. 3-0 now to Mo Groves. So Jenna Baker's going to have to come in. She walked one batter in the first inning, struck out 2 in that first frame. Groves leading off the bottom of the second, takes the pitch, and it's ball 4. So that was leadoff walk to Mo Groves and brings Jacqueline Perez, the third baseman. She is one of 3 seniors in the starting lineup for the Vintage Crushers. You know, they even have that freshman and 3 sophomores in their starting lineup as well. Here's the first pitch to her. She takes, and it's a ball. So that is 5 consecutive balls tossed up there to start this bottom half of the second inning. Baker going back here and towing the rubber now, spinning the ball. And there's a swing and a miss by Perez. Evens the count at 1-1. Got that ball over that time.
Yeah, it's not, I'm sure once you're a pitcher, I was a pitcher, and you start to tighten up a little bit when you start throwing balls. So to get that one in, and you saw this one, was she just fouled that one off, so it seems like Jenna's back in.
Yeah, fouled that off by down by the Napa dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runner at first base. And that is Groves running for herself without a pinch runner there. There's a swing and a miss, and that was a strikeout number 3 for Baker today. And all 3 of them have been swinging strikeouts. Allie Warren is up with 1 out and 1 on, and her team leading. Vintage ahead 2-1 here, bottom half of the second inning. And the pitch taken for a ball. Allie is just a junior, defensively played second base and in on a couple putouts there in the top half of this inning. The delivery to her, and it's bunted down the third baseline, picked up by the third baseman. Her throw to first is in time, but on the play, Mo Groves moves down to second base. That's a close play at first.
Yeah, bang, bang at first place. A nice play by the second baseman, Lindsay Lehman, to stretch for that and make sure that we got that out, kept her foot on the base.
Top of the batting order, Gracie Southflow. A left-handed batter coming up. Face the right-hander on the mound. Wind is picking up a bit. Blowing from the west to the east. Here's the pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Good form on that swing, though.
Yeah, Gracie's got a nice little swing. She's short to the ball.
And she made contact that would have been sailing with that strong wind behind it. And that ball is hit foul down third baseline. And Kat Guidry, the coach, tried to stop it soccer style with her foot. I think fortunately for her that she missed it.
Yeah, right. That's an ankle burner right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that would be. All right, it's no balls and 2 strikes now to Selfo. Here's the pitch. She watched a little high for a ball. Gracie, a strikeout victim back in the bottom of the first inning. Vintage leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Jenna Baker set, rocks into motion, and pitches the ball. It's slowly down the first baseline, but it's going foul. One of the things that I've noticed, Troy, maybe you have too, that the pitchers like to spin that ball in their hand before they pitch.
Yeah, they're finding their grip. Just like in baseball, they got to find a certain grip for a certain pitch. And so she's just out there toiling it in their hands to find the grip and put
ball,
the particular
ball sit
spin
down
on
the
it.
Second baseman, fields it, and Lehman over to Mott for the out. Selfo's retired, and so are the Crushers here in the second inning. It goes 4-3. In the inning, no runs, no hits, 1 walk and one runner left on. We go to the top of the third inning, and it's the top of the order. Guzman, Bowers, and Mott coming up for Napa, trailing Vintage in the big game, 2-1. Well, as we come into play today, Vacaville was leading the league. Armio was in second, but they've had a lot of rainouts. They've played just five league games. Vacaville's played nine, and Rodriguez is in third place. Napa in fourth place with the 3-4 league record. Wood is 2-3, and Vintage is in the cellar right now looking for that first win in league play. But leading Napa 2-1 here as we go into the third inning. And the leadoff batter, Grace Guzman, safe on an error in the first time up. Left-hander facing left-hander here as the pitch is hit over the backstop, out of play, strike one. Guzman started the day batting 531. But now she is 26 out of 50. Easy to figure there as far as 520 now as she stands at the plate, holds the bat high. The pitch down low, had to move that right foot there. Came in down around the home plate area, and she had to just skip out of the way of that inside pitch. 2-1 to Guzman, leading off the third. Pitch comes in, and the ball is hit down, and it's a fair ball down the left field line, and she's going to try for two. There's the throw, there's the slide, and she's under the slide, called safe. So Guzman on a hustle double puts the potential tying run there in scoring position. Boy, I hate to slide in this infield the way that looks out there.
Yeah, they've done it so much, Ira, that they know, and they've built calluses along the way. So they're fearless out here. It doesn't really bother them much.
Bowers, the left-handed batter, another left-hander facing the left-hander Yeager as the pitch comes in. The ball is popped up. Guzman started down, the ball just out of playing territory, just across the fence. Good pursuit out there by Taylor Brandt in left field, and the third baseman, Jacqueline Perez, or check it short, the shortstop. But she got over there quickly. So the first pitch was a foul strike. Bowers waits on the next delivery from Yeager, and here it comes. She takes, and it's a call to ball. Guzman, the base runner at second base, Bowers at the plate, Mott on deck for Napa, trailing 2-1 here in the top half of the third inning. The sophomore, Yeager, ready to go against the senior, Bowers. The ball is popped up on the infield, third baseman giving pursuit, and it's just beyond the fence, out of play. So it's one ball and two strikes now to Bowers. Popped up to the shortstop last time up. One of three seniors on this Napa starting team. They had five juniors in the starting lineup and a couple sophomores out there as well. Pitch comes in, the ball is hit up the middle in there for a base hit. Rounding third is coming in to score the tying run is Guzman. On an RBI single by Bowers.
Nice hit there, Ira. She went down and got that pitch. It was a drop ball down at her knees, and she drove it right down the middle hard. But really the first hard hit Napa has had off Sierra today.
Yeah, that double, it was just down the line, and it spun to the left of the foul line after it hit. Here's Peyton Mott at the plate, the right-hander. She bunts the ball back to the pitcher, picks it up. She's going to go for first. Not in time. She beat it out for a hit. There goes the runner down to third base. There's a throw to third. She'll be safe there as Bowers gets in under the throw. And Mott with the bunt single is at first base. And the potential lead run now is at third base with nobody out here in the third inning. We're tied up now at 2-2. And the cleanup batter, Katie O'Donnell,
batting over. This has really been the driving force behind Napa's lineup is that top of the order. The first three, four hitters have really driven the lineup this year, and you can see this inning, they're doing the same thing.
The ball is hit out into the left field for a base hit. Here comes Bowers. She will score the lead run. Stopping at second base is Peyton Mott, and an RBI single for O'Donnell. She's 2-for-2 today. And has two RBIs out of the three runs that Napa has. But Vinny's isn't out of the woods yet. They have runners at first and second for Napa, and nobody out. Lehman, the batter, had a base hit her first time up. The Napa Indians went down 1-2-3 in the second inning. Pitch is taken for a strike. Good job behind the plate by Sierra Crocker. Sierra Yeager on the mound. Yeah, we're near the Sierras, and we have two of them here.
That's right.
Pitcher and catcher. The pitcher, Yeager, is left-handed. The catcher, Sierra Crocker, is right-handed. The ball is hit foul. Goes out of play. Well, now the pitcher could use a strikeout.
Yeah, right now she's got to be thinking a strikeout pitch right here, the situation she's in.
Runners at first and second. 3-2 now. Napa in the lead. And the 0-2 delivery just missed. Again, Crocker comes up with that ball and is ready to throw in case any thought by Peyton Mott to get down to third base. Jacqueline Perez playing about even with the bag, maybe in a stride there at third. Lehman waits on the delivery and hits it to the backstop, foul out of play. On deck is Kimmy Walston, who also had a hit. The Indians had three hits in the first inning. They came from the 4, 5, and 6 batters, but they went down 1-2-3 then in the second inning, and they've had four consecutive hits in this inning, a double and then three straight singles. Lehman at the plate watches it just missed outside. 3-2. Napa has taken the lead here in this third inning. Napa led 1-0 after the top of the first. Vintage came back and scored two in the bottom of the first. Neither team managed to run in the second. Pitch up high. There's a changeup. That's hard to control, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. It's with practice. It's a field pitch, you know, and so it takes a lot of practice. And she left that one up high right there. Even, yeah, I think it's 3-2 count now. Good at bat by Lindsay Lehman.
As the delivery is swung at and missed, big strikeout there for Sierra Yeager.
Got her on a rise ball right there, so she went soft with a changeup.
Probably her best pitch.
And then got that rise ball, a real hard rise ball up, and it's really hard for a hitter to keep to take that pitch because it's right at their eyes.
Kimmy Walston had that base hit, but they threw out O'Donnell at coming into trying to score at home plate. Here's the pitch, and the ball's hit towards center fielder. Center fielder going over to her left, gets under it, makes the put out. The runners hold as Kimmy Walston flies out to center field. Jordan Allen out in center. So that's the second out. Leaves runners at first and second for Walls to come up there. Grounded out second to first. For the first out in the second inning. She's up there with two outs here in the third inning. Two runners in, two on base, and the ball is hit foul, and the catcher grabs it coming down. And so Walls pops to the catcher, and they get out of it with only the two runs scoring. Sierra Yeager coming down, getting the last three batters, and the two runners left on base. Two runs in the inning, four hits in the inning. The first four batters had base hits, two of whom did score. So we go into the bottom of the third inning. Allen, Hernandez, and Crocker are scheduled up, with Napa now leading in the big game, 3-2. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at kvon.com. Well, we're privileged today to have Troy Mott set in with us here at the Crusher Diamond outside of Vintage High School, as these two teams are referred to as the big game softball.
Yeah, that was a really nice job of Sierra Yeager pitching herself out of trouble right there.
Twice she has done that, too. She did that in the first inning.
Gave up four straight hits and a couple runs, and then kind of buckled down and moved the ball around, changed speeds, and got three straight outs.
Well, we'll see if Vintage can come back now, down by just a run here in the bottom of the third inning. Jordan Allen, who had a triple and scored the Crusher's first run, scored ahead of Morgan Hernandez on the home run by Hernandez. The ball is hit foul over by the on-deck batter, and Hernandez and had to do a little skip to to get out of the way of that ball.
Yeah, Jordan hit that. It was a routine fly ball to left field the first inning, and that sun ball we talked about, this field really being brutal in left field here.
Now, normally Bowers would have had that.
And her speed turned that into a triple. And maybe she's thinking the same thing, put that ball out there to left field real high and just run.
Well, Allen attempted a bunt, but bunt goes foul. 3-2 is the score. Napa has taken the lead here in the third inning. Vintage is up there with Jordan Allen, and the pitch comes way up high to her. Morgan Hernandez, who had the two-run homer, is on deck. That accounted for both of the Kreischer runs thus far. Allen waits. The delivery on the way, and the ball is slapped down the right field line. It'll be a fair ball. She rounds first base on her way to second. Out in right field, Arata picks it up, fires it in, rounding second on her way to third is Allen, and gets her second consecutive triple. And this is with nobody out, so the potential tying run is at third base for Vintage, and nobody out here in the third inning. Well, that was just fair down that right field line.
She hit that one really hard. A nice hard ground ball down the line, and then again let her speed and athleticism take over and got herself a triple. Looks like we got a pitching change here, Ira.
Okay, well, let's check this out. Is Jenna Baker is going to probably, let's see if they shift her to some other place. We have Walston coming on, the right-hander.
Yep, I think Kimmy's the flex, which means she can come in at any position, at any time, and so she was hitting for Jenna Baker in the lineup, and so it's an easy change for a coach to plug Kimmy right in at pitcher, and she looks like she's going to come in and try and finish this out for Napa High.
Okay, she is a right-hander, and will be coming in there, Kimmy Walston. I guess she's the daughter of Ron Walston. Just making some notes here on my scorecard as we have the change here coming up in the top of the third, or the bottom of the third inning with nobody out. So Baker so far has gone two innings. Walston up there with a left-handed batter. Morgan Hernandez, who had that home run back in the first inning. And she watches the pitch, just missing. Ball one. Well, you can't give her something too good because she has power.
And a lot of power.
The wind favors her, too.
Yep, and she's got a real short, compact swing, and it's exactly what you want to see from a hitter.
Takes down low again for ball two. Heading for Long Island Post. Not Long Island University, but Long Island Post.
It's a long way from home.
Very cold there, too. Here's the next pitch to her. She hits that ball towards center field. Center fielder going over on the run, grabs it, and holding at third base was Allen. Boy, you saw Guzman come in and read that, and she wanted to catch that on the run, so she had the momentum to throw out the runner, Allen, if she tried to score.
Really good fundamentals right there by Grace. Got behind the ball, shallow fly ball, and then she get her momentum moving forward into her throw, and she threw a perfect one-hop strike to Katie, and Jordan was smart to stay on that.
Yep, Katie O'Donnell, the catcher. And the batter, Crocker, takes strike one. Sierra is batting in the cleanup spot, so she has potential tying run there at third if she can drive her in. Crocker walked the first time, hits the ball foul, hopping out of the way of it is Kat Guidry, coaching down the third base line. She's actually teaches, I guess, at Calistoga High School.
Yeah, working with Karen Yoder. Karen was my daughter's coach her freshman year here at Napa High School.
3 years ago.
A great lady, great person, great coach, and does a good job. I'm sure she's really pleased to see one of her players following in her footsteps.
Yeah. She was at Davis for quite some time, very successful there. So the pitch was taken for a ball. Count goes full on Crocker, and she pops it up. It may be in foul territory, and it comes down just about on top of the dugout, a little behind the Vintage dugout for just a noisy strike. Right now, Napa is leading 3-2 here in the big game, but Vintage has the tying run at third base and one down, and their cleanup batter, Crocker, waiting on Walston's next delivery. The right-hander toes the rubber. winds up, pitch the ball, is hit foul. Ooh, sharply hit down the left field line. That would have gone for extra bases had that stayed fair. It was just outside the line. So the count holds at 3-2 on Crocker. Walked in the first inning. Swizer on deck for the Kreischers. The change of pace taken. I thought that was a full count pit, but apparently not.
I think the scoreboard's off a little bit, Ira.
Okay. So the right-handed batter waits for the next delivery, and it's hit. A fair ball down the left field line. Coming in to score is Allen. We're tied up. Rounding first, heading for second. Going in, standing up is Crocker with an RBI double, and we're all tied up here in the bottom half of the third inning in the big game softball. It's 3-3, and it's the third inning.
Got Emily Gomez checking in as the courtesy runner for the catcher.
So this the second time that we've seen Emily on the bases.
Go Napa, here we go.
As the courtesy runner. Well, Swizer there with the lead run, potential lead run there at second base. And the pitch is up high to Cassidy. She's a senior, plays shortstop. A strikeout victim back in the first inning.
A little long in her swing that first at bat. Let's see if she makes an adjustment and shortens her swing up a little bit.
Good pitch there, over for a called strike. Evens the count now at 1-1. Cassidy Swizer back in the batter's box. Kimmy Walston. Set her delivery. That's over strike two. Coming in with six successive strikes there. Good control on those pitches. Only been one walk given up by Napa so far today. Next pitch, cut at and missed. Down swinging goes Swizer for the second time today. That's a second out here in the third inning. Potential lead run still at second base, the person of Emily Gomez. The batter now is Taylor Brandt, hitting to a fielder's choice to retire the sides in that first inning after Vintage had taken a 2-1 lead. Right now we're tied 3-3 here, bottom of the third. Pitch is taken for ball one. Morgan Grove, or Mogrove, on deck hitter for the Vintage Kreischers. And the tall, slender junior, Taylor Brandt, back at the plate. And the delivery to her is hit toward right field. That is going to be in there for a single. The right fielder, Arata, tried to trap it. And rounding third, heading for home. The ball comes to the infield into Lehman at second. And scoring is the fourth run. Emily Gomez crosses the plate. And two runs here in the third inning have given the Crushers the lead back now at 4-3.
Really nice swing right there by Taylor Brandt. She let the ball get deep and drove a nice line drive to right field. Got herself an RBI.
Yep. The batter now is Mo Groves. There goes the runner. There's the throw down to second. There's the slide. There's the tag. But after she had reached the bag. Well, you never know. But they're not going to overslide the bag when they go head first like that.
No, a lot of times they don't. And like I said, they've done it so many times. They really have a good feel for what they're doing out there with as far as sliding. Yep.
That's a Pete Rose type slide when you go head
love
first.
Love to see that, don't you?
Yo, guys. Mo Groves at the plate as the pitch is taken. Runner. Brandt now down at second base. We're at 4-3, Vintage in the lead here, the home half of the third inning. Walston rocks into motion, kicks that left leg, the ball is hit foul to the backstop. Cat Guidry down the third baseline, giving some applause to her batter to encourage her to just hit the ball in fair territory. Charlie Carboni coaching down the first baseline, a longtime helper there at Vintage. The pitch just missed, but I'm not sure where. But Charlie's been around for a while helping out.
He has, and again, I coached with Charlie in travel ball. His daughter's played. with Peyton, and he's just a really good man, really good teacher of fundamentals of the game.
Susanna, the ball is hit foul, and it may be out of play. Just gets over the dugout area and pops back into the playing area, but it is a foul ball and goes just as a foul strike to Mo Groves. Walked back in the second inning leading off, got down to second base, but that's where she was stranded here in the third inning with a teammate aboard at second. Hits the ball out of the left field, a base hit. Rounding third, heading for home is Brandt. Here comes, Brandt goes back now as the left fielder Bowers makes the throw into the plate. And Brandt decided, I'm going to respect that arm of Brianna Bowers. And so she went back to the bag at third.
That really was based on reputation right there.
Yep.
I know that these girls know the arm that Brianna possesses. She's throwing a lot of girls out at home plate. Unfortunately, the throw was, for Vintage, the throw was offline and they held up there. But you're right, it was based on reputation to hold Taylor up at third there.
Well, we have runners on the corners now. Brand at third, Groves over at first. Perez took a strike on the first pitch. Vintage is leading 4-3. There's a swing and a miss. Perez, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. A hit would mean a run here for Vintage. They're ahead by one run, but they have a runner at third base. They hate to strand it there at third as the pitch comes in. There's just got a little piece of it, nicked the ball as it goes to the backstop. See?
So really nice by Vintage to answer this inning. You know, they gave up the lead in the top half, and now here in the bottom they're answering and taking back the lead. It's got to be great for their confidence moving forward into the game.
Pitch is up high. Throw goes down to third base, and going down to second base is Mo Groves. So it puts two runners in scoring position that could score on a base hit. Certainly the runner from third would. And here's the pitch. Over for called strike three. And Walson gets out of a jam there. But two runs scored. There were four hits in the inning for the Crushers. And we move into the fourth inning. It'll be the eighth and ninth batter. And then the top of the lineup coming up for Napa High, trailing in the big game 4-3.